Welcome back. Welcome back. Final segment tonight. It's the Johnny B Show. If you just popped on, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being late. Hey, better late than never. Name the artist. Either one of you.
It's Michael Bublé.
Man, so close, dude.
Oh, man.
That's a no.
Hold on. Before you say anything, you got to hear this. Hear the hook. Too soon to be
true. I don't know.
It's Kid Rock.
Kid Rock? This guy can sing. Watch Kid this. Rock's Kick good. It in. It's too soon. Now, this is a local artist, Christopher James.
Why would we know that?
I don't know. I've played it before.
I know of him.
He's a St. Pete guy.
He's great.
He's amazing. Yeah. Awesome dude. No matter how he's on Spotify. Look him up. Christopher with a K. Good dude. I had him on the Johnny B Show way back on the weekend show before either one of you guys were around. Back in the old days.
Hey, like Kid. R like Rock. Kid Rock.
Ah, I see what you're saying. You know what? Good for Kid Rock and all his success. I mean, he did a lot with little talent. I mean, his music is...
That's not true.
It's entertaining. I mean, it's entertaining.
What is he... Does he go by his real name yet? Or is he still going by Kid Rock?
I don't know. I haven't seen him do anything in a long time.
What is his name?
I don't know. Kidstifer? Rockster?
Let's see.
I have no idea. I have no idea
it's
what it's
Robert James Ritchie.
Robert Ritchie. That's not bad.
That's like a good country name.
Yeah, and he's done a little country stuff, so he's kind of.
What do you consider him rock?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Isn't he doing like country music now? I thought.
He crosses over.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, he made the scene as kind of rock guy. Ba with the ba 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 ba. Yeah, all that
stuff. That was 1998 that song came out. Holy moly.
Holy hell. And then he just started, like, he's had some good songs, but, like, every one of his songs, I'm entertained by him, but at the same time, I'm like, he's not really that good of a
singer.
He is
a god in Detroit.
Oh, of course.
They love, like, Eminem, he is also, he's like the country rock god over
right.
there.
Yeah. Like, this song here, I've learned to hate because of karaoke. This is like one of those go-tos for a couple at a karaoke show.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks they're amazing. They're not. Living my life in a slow hell. Like, different girl. This is a perfect song for him because this doesn't need any vocal acrobatics. You know, it's just very, very easy. Sheryl Crow. Which
she's still a thing?
Yeah, I gave up on her when she tried to tell the world to use one little square of toilet paper. Yeah, she said that we can...
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was one like an Earth Day thing she did. She goes, look, you shouldn't use more than one square of toilet paper. And I wanted to send her a photo of my ass and be like, good luck, lady. Are you kidding me? Here's what I use. And I was going to send a picture of that giant paper spool that the kids draw, in elementary school for their wall. Like, one square? I'll wrap my arm up like a mummy if I have a big doo-doo. I'm not just one square.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And I've asked a lot of people this. I kind of thought the bathroom ritual of, like, everybody kind of did the same thing, but I found out recently that everybody does their own thing. So, for instance,
it's very unique the way people do it. Yeah.
I get the paper ready while I'm sitting, and then I roll it. I do a roll. Okay. I've heard some people just do the crunch thing.
I don't like the crunch, man.
And then they just kind of do this. Like,
the roll protects your fingers.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's why I do it. And I need about six, about. So I do.
Yeah.
And I do about, depending on the ply, four, two, six.
Okay.
Squares,
yeah,
and then you roll
and
up,
you
and that way
them?
You're ready to go. Yeah,
I need to wrap my hand with enough that it's not gonna break through. I don't need.
You don't have a count though.
I don't need like a snow mitten. You know, I just need enough to where I feel comfortable.
But do you have a number? Like I need four.
It's like 2 to 3 spins around my hand. I just spin it because I don't like
That's
the
a
toilet
lot, man.
I don't like the
TV.
Toilet paper to be on the little spool on the wall. I don't like it. I leave a roll on the back of the toilet or on the counter next to the toilet so I can just grab it, wrap, bing bong, bing bong, bing bong.
You do one at a time?
And I do a courtesy flush before wipey time, right? Courtesy flush, you know, because not because I want to.
You don't have to explain it. We got it.
Not because I even want to. Leah demands it, right?
Ah, okay.
The other day, I'm in our bedroom in our master suite. She's in the living room. There's two doors separating where she is, and she texts me, "You need to hit that courtesy flush. It's in the living room." I'm like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah. Under the door.
Because I didn't do the courtesy flush because I thought I'm good. You know, she's like 800 feet away. Mm-mm. So I have to courtesy flush, and I do it everywhere now. It doesn't matter. And then after the first courtesy flush, then I get the wrappy wrap. And I can usually tell by what I ate the night before how many wraps around the hand I need.
Okay.
I'm a professional, let's be honest. And, yeah, and then sometimes you get that forever wipe, you know?
Oh, those are the worst.
Like I had one of those the other day. Yeah, the other day. I go, you know what? I'm just going to find a lake, and I'm going to jump in it and see what I can't.
You just got dumped in the shower.
I don't. There's nothing that's going to stop this.
Shower.
This is why we have a toilet paper shortage, because my butt won't give up.
It's relentless sometimes, man.
It's horrifying.
I don't know how that happens. If there's just a little nug that's just like just caressing.
I don't know, man. I love your analogy where it's like you feel like you're just wiping a magic marker.
Yeah.
So it's like there's
you
nothing.
You stole that from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah. Chris
I thought
Pratt
that was yours.
I'll call you out.
Son of a bitch. I got my honest guys. Everything that I say on this show. It's King of the Hill. That's it.
It wasn't 30 Rock, you dumbass.
Oh!
It was Parks and Rec.
And it was a blooper.
It was a blooper. It wasn't even in the show, Anna.
Whatever. You were the one that told me.
And she calls everybody out. You know, tonight she's like, "So, Johnny, what's going on? You get enough sleep? What's going on?" Maybe I don't want people to know I was running late. Maybe I want people
Actually,
to
that was me today. Oh. I did that.
What did she do last night? She called me. Oh.
Don't bring it up.
The rib tweet.
Oh,
she got me on the rib tweet.
Dude, I felt bad about that for like an hour.
Yeah, you should have. Because you hurt a man's feelings.
That's hard.
I'm learning. I didn't think it was a big deal.
Tell everybody what you said about his ribs during
the
commercial.
I'm sorry, Tampa for life.
Art.
I'm sorry.
That's how he painted a picture, and he was like, "Oh my God, look at this beautiful landscape I did."
Yeah.
You're like,
and he tweeted it to us.
I didn't know that we had so much sensitivity for our listeners'
you
feelings when it comes to their barbecue.
People are it's very art. Passionate, as you should know by my.
I'm learning new things every day.
I will say this:
I'm learning new things every day.
You
if
really
I could
are.
Get if I could give some advice to Tampa Bay for Life and anybody else taking food photos, don't be afraid to use your filters.
That's lying. That's cheating.
It's not. It's just enhancing the color. A lot of times the lighting, like especially when you're taking a photo from outside in a grill that has shadows and everything else, sometimes you have to swipe right a couple times on your Instagram, you know, just to enhance that look a little bit. If you don't believe me, ask any woman that's not ugly. They're using filters, right?
Yeah, I use them.
They have an app called Facetune, I figured out, that a lot of people are using, girls and guys.
That's like Photoshop, or they like takes away like blemishes, wrinkles?
Instantly, yeah. So you can look like a liver spot crazy person. Little swappy swappy on the Facetune, and all of a sudden, you know, you're Kylie Jenner.
You know what that leads to? Just disappointment in real life. All you do is just disappoint people when they see you in real life. Oh, that's your real face?
Uh-huh.
And then they just swipe left on you, right, in real life.
You just covered my entire life in two sentences. But yeah, watch 90 Day Fiancé. You'll see a lot of that, where they meet up in another country, and the guy's like, "I thought that she was way less fat, and her face looked much younger on social media."